Phoneboy Speaks, episode 814, The Good Enough Phone.
With all the Apple news that happened yesterday, it's good to take a step back and see how, well, people that aren't affording an iPhone will handle, well, you know, smartphones, right? And although yesterday's announcements weren't necessarily about smartphones, and maybe I'll have some stuff to say about some of that stuff later, but I think it's nice to talk about, well, you know, I'll link to the story in the show notes. I won't say the actual title, but we'll just call it The Good Enough Phone, right? And so people who buy iPhones or even high-end Android devices, well, they have certain expectations about how their devices are supposed to operate, and of course, you know, they operate very well. You know, these are high-end phones designed to, well, I don't know, just do all kinds of cool stuff. But most people aren't necessarily buying those because they can't afford it or whatever, and so they're getting the phones that are a couple $100 or maybe under that, you know, or $100 now. There's some decent phones coming out of that $100 price range, and that's good because, well, if one of those devices gets lost or stolen or broken or whatever, well, it's not as painful to replace it, right? So it's certainly something to consider if you're especially for kids, right? I mean, the good enough phone is certainly good enough, and for most people, I think the technology it's getting better, right? Because what happens is, as the iPhones and the high-end Androids, as they up the spec wars and do different things, that stuff eventually filters down, and it's happening, you know, quicker now. I think it filters down into the phones that are in the $100 to $200 price range, and so, you know, maybe the phone's not as responsive, it doesn't have as nice of a camera, it doesn't do it doesn't do everything that the high-end phone does, but it does enough. Right, that the smartphone is still useful, and I think if you look at even the iPhone, right, if you pick up an iPhone from two or three years ago, you can still run the latest iOS on it. I mean, you know, the 4S will run iOS 8.2, which was of course announced yesterday, but an iPhone 4S in the use capacity won't set you back more than a couple hundred, $100 to $200, depending upon where you get it and what condition it's in and so forth. And for a lot of people, that's good enough, right? You don't have to have the latest and greatest. And, you know, there's new handsets on the Android side of things that are in that $100 to $200 price range that are, you know, or are approaching accessible performance. Now, obviously, if you skew, you know, the more you're willing to spend, the better experience you're going to get. In the $100 price point at this point, there's still going to be some compromises you're going to make, and it's going to be it's not going to be as good of an experience. But for, let's face it, for what most people use their smartphones for, it's probably good enough. And so, you know, let's not discount that entirely. And, you know, as tech douchebags, of course, sometimes we get all hung up on the latest and greatest of everything. But on the other hand, I think that there's something to be said for, you know, what's possible at that $100 to $200 price range, or even lower than that, and is it good enough for, you know, the key functions that you need? And you know, my personal experience with that is I have a Lumia 520 that runs a Windows Phone, and when I have to use it, which I do when I'm traveling, because my iPhone can't be unlocked at the moment. Insert rant about that here, but for what I need it to do, which is make and receive calls, and you know, maybe check Twitter or Facebook or something, it's okay, right? I mean, I don't try not to take pictures on it. So maybe if I had gotten a slightly higher end phone, or maybe if I gotten like the Lumia 640, which I think is the, you know, the current one that Microsoft released, that would be good enough, right? So there's a point, I think, where the price point is, yes, okay, you're definitely still going to get, you know, a good quality experience when you spend $600 or $700, but at a certain point, that's going to stop being the case, right? You're just paying for a name at that point, when really, what most people need, a smartphone at that $100 to $200 price range might actually be enough. Although I suspect if we check back in another year or so, that we'll get to that point where, yeah, it is good enough. It's just a matter of time. And certainly I like to see, you know, smartphones being in the hands of more people. So I've always been looking at that low end of the market and trying to see, okay, what's going to be good, or what to get for my kids, right? My kids are, you know, they're at the age now where they could potentially, well, one of them could have a smartphone smartphone. The other one's not too far away from it. And so there, I'm not going to be giving them a $600 iPhone, $600 or $700 iPhone. It ain't going to happen. It's going to be either a, you know, an iPhone from a couple of years ago, or it's going to be, you know, some, you know, insert name of Android thingy here. But there's no way I'm going to spend that kind of money on a device that, you know, that they're probably going to lose drop or whatever. And so let's get an actual handset that's, you know, that has some, you know, enough capabilities, but that it's useful, but not too much that if I had to replace it, that I could still do so. So I'm definitely looking at this, even though I could certainly afford the stuff. I choose to spend my money elsewhere, and I'd rather, and I've got enough other things I need to spend money on that, you know, dropping $700 for a smartphone, just because my kids lost it, is just not in the cards. And so the good enough phone, is definitely good enough.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.